Helping Waze get the word out about their KGO TV partnership. A blog post by Frank Bravo of Bravo IT Consulting. Over 2 years ago, I wrote a post about iPhone apps I can't live without. One of those apps, Waze, I broke out into an individual post a few months later. Last month, I received an email from Deanne Eisner, Vice President of Platform and AMP Partnership for Waze, asking if I'd be interested in being part of a TV piece for ABC7, KGO TV, San Francisco. I had exchanged emails with Deanne around the time I wrote those blog posts in late 2009 and early 2010. I was more than happy to help promote the Waze, ABC7 partnership by appearing as the Wazer, who showed off the system. Just before Christmas, I spent a few hours in the downtown Palo Alto Waze office filming the piece, including a drive around Palo Alto showing off the app. It was fun meeting some of the Waze crew, including CEO Noam Bardin. I learned that at one point early on, while talking to local investors, Waze ran a report of people using the app locally. I guess my username kept coming up again and again. That was when I would go days without seeing another Waze user on the map. Now, they are everywhere, just passing the 10 million worldwide user level. For the past week, ABC7 has been promoting the partnership on all of their newscasts, and on Ko-fi TV. If you haven't seen it, reported by ABC7 news reporter Jonathan Bloom, here it is. Starting today, ABC7 news traffic will be using Waze for on-air updates during their morning news broadcast. If you have not downloaded and tried Waze yet, you can do so via your smartphone app store. You can connect your Facebook and Twitter accounts as well. If you have any questions about Waze, let me know.